All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Right next to you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. All right. Thank you. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, which is very exciting. I got a few things for you here. We're going to start with, how about some tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone? Okay, we're going to do this. Post Malone, Jelly Roll, goes on sale on Friday, and you can win them every hour on the fives from 605A right now to 605P. Right now, text the word dancing, D-A-N-C-I-N-G, to 20357. Dancing is this hour's code word. Text dancing, and you'll be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone July 1st, Oracle Park. Win them before you can buy them. Courtesy of Alive Nation, this hour's code word is dancing. D-A-N-C-I-N-G. Text them to our contest line 20357. And we're doing it all day. All the live long day. This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo, making a difference in conservation both locally and globally by supporting work to protect and save species. Your visit supports their mission to connect, conserve, and care. Open daily, including Thanksgiving. Visit sfzoo.com for tickets and membership information. Today is hilariously National Payback Your Parents Day. I guess this is when rock stars buy their moms a house.
Mm.
And the rest of us just go, you know, thanks so much, Ma. Thanks so much, Dad. It's great. Tomorrow's the Great American Smokeout. So if you are still sucking on real old cigs, maybe tomorrow's your day. We support that.
It's a hard thing to quit, but you can do it.
You can do it. We are living proof of that. Mm-hmm. And it's, you're never not addicted to that, though. I never walk by someone smoking and don't go,
yeah, but I do too. And I also am, I am free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm free. I
you
don't
let
have
yourself
to go.
Out
do
of
I
that
have
jail.
My stuff? Do I
my
have what
supplies,
I need? My lighter, my ciggies.
My little fix box.
The smell on me. Like,
my kit. I know.
That
gross.
Stink. And I remember there were times, this was when I was a young single man. Mm. You meet someone or you see someone and you think, I smell like
an ashtray.
You know what?
Mm.
I smell like butt right now. And I'm supposed to walk up to some girl and be like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Ew.
You smoke, huh?
Gross.
You already ruled out. I'm swiping left on you. I don't even know what that means. Wait, are you swiping right? Which one is the good
one? None of us know. Well, he knows. He'll know.
You swipe left to discard
you
someone,
Tinder?
Right?
Why would I know?
Because you
know,
might be on
please.
Tinder someday
I might have looked at it once or twice, and you swipe left, and if you don't like him, swipe right. If
you're okay,
right.
So you're a swipe left. Like, she was like, I don't even know what that means, because it's 20 years ago, but I'm swiping left. Vinny, I don't need to tell you that Denzel Washington co-starred in a movie with us. So I'm always interested when Denzel has something to say. We were talking about him just yesterday.
We were?
Yeah, something came up about... I think we both read the same article where he was saying...
Oh, him talking about... Everybody's so into their... Okay, are you about to read that?
No, it's a different...
Okay.
But I believe it might be from this same interview.
Okay.
He was talking about...
He's pushing his new movie, which is the one you want to go see. Gladiator 2.
Yeah, that's this weekend, right?
That is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's out there yapping about it. And the thing that I'm referencing right now is he was saying, listen, both sides of the aisle, everyone's being spun and lied to and told things to keep them coming back for more. Fear sells. We want ratings. It was just well done.
Well, and certainly some things get done and politics are what make the world go round. But also, you know, I never got that Pepsi in the drinking fountain, just like you're never going to get that ridiculous thing that you've been promised, you know, like it doesn't happen.
Yeah, Chad.
You fell for, you know, whatever.
I elected you class president and I never got my Pepsi in the drinking fountain.
So that's just one of those realities that he put very succinctly and I read it and went, yeah, there it is.
But as a co-star of ours, I like to, mention when he's out there getting the word out about stuff. He's definitely doing promotion because he is around these days. You're seeing stuff about him. He did a piece for Esquire magazine talking about Kevin Spacey. And while they do say it was, there are secrets in Hollywood that everybody knows. Everybody in Hollywood is like well aware that this person does this or that Diddy does that or whatever it is. And so I'm a little bit disappointed in Denzel because he was basically like, you just turn around and walk the other way. I'm like, is that really what you should do though? So he did an Esquire magazine interview. Denzel Washington says there were rumors about Kevin Spacey's behavior at least 2 decades before he was accused of sexual misconduct. He says, there was talk in the town about what was going on over there on that side of the street. And that's between him and God. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I pray for him. That's between him and his maker. So I get not sticking your nose in, but I feel like maybe if we all did a little bit more, and look, Denzel is great. I'm not saying it was all on him, but I don't like when I hear that someone's like, oh, yeah, I was well aware of that for 2 decades before this all came out. That just, ugh.
I'm really surprised he said that.
Yeah. I feel like deny it.
Well.
For your public image.
Yeah, I just don't know. Because I've been wrestling. I just told you this. I'm sort of wrestle with what am I going to lose sleep over? As my own behavior to the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to believe I'm a good person and I want to do the right thing. I also don't want to be in your business though. So mm-hmm. There's a line. There's definitely a what's helpful and what is get off of me. I got this. Why are you helping me? I can carry my own bags. Leave me alone. Like, you know, I'm like, there's
stop
some,
it. What do you just want a tip? Get away.
Yeah. I think also if it's within an industry, you don't want to be the, you know, cause I'm thinking about, radio. Like there have been program directors, you know, other markets that had reputations for certain things and everybody knew it. And then when it happened, everybody's like, well, I wasn't surprised about that.
Right. But I just wanted to keep my job.
I
feel like there are entire industries, and it's not just the entertainment industries, not just music, not just movies, industries in general that are set up to protect the people who are running them. And it's gross. But I shouldn't blame him. I shouldn't blame anybody, honestly. People are just trying to swim, just keep swimming. But it's hard to hear that, oh yeah, I knew about that for 20 years before anybody ever complained about it. That's a bummer. In the same interview, Denzel, our co-star, you know, I'm not mad at him. He says he's doing, I'm a little mad. He says he's doing what he can to earn himself another 30 years on the planet. He is about to turn
70.
70. He wants to live to 100. His mom lived to be 97. He says, I effed up though. I did not help myself in my younger years.
Right.
He says he's done a lot of damage to his body. He's been sober for 10 years now. And he says it could have been way worse. He was like, I never got strung out. He didn't say he didn't do heroin, by the way. He just said he never got strung out. Never got strung out on heroin. Never got strung out on coke. Never got strung out on hard drugs. I shot dope just like they shot dope, but I never got strung out.
That is a surprising.
Uh-huh.
Boy, he's really feeling confessional. And whoever that interview was, they got scored a lot out of him.
It's funny. I wondered too, because I read the first part and I'm like, ugh, you know, at least don't say you knew that was a bad guy and never told anyone to not work with him. But to admit all this stuff, I feel like it's because as he's turning, he's like, at 70, all I can really do is be honest.
Well, he should have been more. He's a pretty articulate dude, but he should have been a little more clear. Like, for example, you may know that, or you may have heard that Kevin Spacey is handsy and he's gay. And so other men are around him. He might abuse his power and be flirty or whatever, but you may not know he's a rapist.
Right. Or so that he should took have a 13-year-old home. Right.
You should have been like to address that. He might have been, it might have been helpful to be more clear.
Yes.
I've heard but I don't know that he ever did or
like. He was just like, I knew what was happening and I looked the other way. But what did you know?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah.
Netflix is being sued over the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson streaming debacle.
Tell me this story.
I had hardly any problem with it. Did you? And you said you maybe had like one freeze thing. I think we had like one or two freezes.
Not a big deal.
No.
Little latency.
So there
but as you know, the closer you are to Netflix building in Los Gatos, the better your service is going to be.
Maybe seems that way, right? Yeah. So if you...
you had to see the face. Oh, there!
Up yours, Middle America.
Yeah. This guy's all the way... I want to say he's like in... Oh, he's in Florida. Florida, man. So this guy is about as far as you can get in the contiguous United States. So he's basically saying that Netflix was completely unprepared to handle the amount of streams that it should have totally expected. Luckily, if you did miss any of it, you didn't miss anything even remotely exciting. But you didn't know that while you were sitting there mad. Arr! I invited all these people over.
They did a spectacular job hyping this fight because I know about fight hype and fell for it and sat on my ass and then watched an old man limp out of the corner and went.
Got to see his butt.
That's not what I came for. I came for the Fountain of Youth.
Well, there is a Florida man, which you did not get.
No.
There's a Florida man named Ronald Blue Denton, and he has filed a class action lawsuit that you can jump on if you're super pissed about this. He's calling Netflix's failure legendary. He's suing for breach of contract and other offenses and seeking unspecified damages. I feel like what is the most you're owed for that? You didn't have to pay extra for it. You had to have Netflix. So what do you get? 1 month back? Like, what do you want?
Well, I think they've got a bigger problem if they can't handle the NFL crowd that's coming for their football teams on Christmas. So
that's going to be problematic.
Now, I thought you were about to tell us. Are you about to tell us also about the other possible lawsuit coming?
To Netflix? No. But let me do my last little bit here and then you tell me about that. Netflix has acknowledged some members had a bad experience. Some people. But they still consider the event to be a huge success, and they are now claiming that 108 million people watched the so-called fight. Wow. Not 60 million, 108 million.
So I was watching the fight. I watched boxing as a young man, a young person growing up. I was a boy. I mean, but it was a big sport. Yeah. Hearns, Hagler, definitely. Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard,
there was always
Mike Tyson,
on. Like a wild,
Muhammad
wild
Ali.
World of sports
These
would
are
have
all
it
the names that, you know, were regular household names when I was growing up. Okay. So we know sometimes there's a lot of shadiness and you hear different things. Well, in this case, while watching the fight, just like I knew that lady headbutted that lady in the eye and was like, that is cheating and she did that on purpose. And they know how to mask it, but that's not, it's rotten. You're not supposed to do that. Watching the fight, okay, should step back. I don't bet. Now I'll bet you $5. I'll bet you this. I'll bet you that. But the betting world has become gigantic through our phones, through our laptops.
It's right there.
It's big, gigantic business.
Right.
Now, I don't know how many people bet on this fight. I don't know why you'd bet on this fight, but people bet on this fight. Only to find out that Mike Tyson limped into the ring and was not who we were sold he would be. And I even think Jake Paul found himself. Now, the problem became Jake Paul admitted it. There's audio of him saying, I carried him and I didn't want to hurt him. Well, if you bet on Jake Paul to knock him out in the fourth round, now you're going, hold on a minute. I thought this was a fight. What do you mean you carried him?
Right.
So, while I give the boy credit, man, whatever.
Man, boy.
Credit for not hurting Mike Tyson and for realizing this guy is not fit to be in the ring with me. I'm too strong for him and he's shying away from engaging. It's one thing
he needed to put him down.
He needed to not say that into a microphone is what he needed to not say. I could see it. I saw it. I was like, Tyson can't, and the guy calling the events like, I don't like his legs. Yeah, they're stone. He's not moving. He's an old man and he shouldn't be in there. So here's a situation now where Jake Paul just confirmed what I think most people could see, but by saying into a microphone, people who bet on that fight probably have a lawsuit.
Yeah, you think that's, no.
Real quick on the betting. Yeah. BetMGM says that they had four times the money of any combat sport in BetMGM's history. And the guy at Caesar Sportsbook said the fight was on a par with an NFL Monday Night Football game. So there was a lot of betting.
So are they saying anything about like who would be liable for, would it be Jake Paul? Would it be?
I don't think anybody's liable. I mean, you know, that's betting. You're betting, and you lost the bet because Jake didn't feel like knocking the guy out.
Well, but
so, I mean, but I could see where I would be very upset.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
The people who bet are into it,
mm-hmm.
and I can't understand that, but I do know it's out there. I didn't bet.
They still, if you bet on him to win, you bet correctly, and if you bet on Tyson to lose, that happened. But other than that, you're right. All the little ticky tack bets that they throw in there,
knocking him out in the fourth round,
yeah, or whatever, right.
Even though Paul was the favorite, 53% of the money was bet on Tyson.
I'm telling you, all the people my age were like, please come out of the gate and be that Tiger we thought you used to be. And then he went, ow, my knee.
I just stand over here and trying to look fierce.
Well, I don't know if that'll be a lawsuit. I'm not saying it is, but I did read
it
that.
It smells like
thought,
one.
Oh my gosh.
You make
that
a
guy.
Great point. Like that's on par with fixing a fight. Yeah, I see that the time is up, but I wanted to say one more thing about Netflix. They got this movie. It's a Christmas movie called Hot Frosty. It has a better Rotten Tomatoes score right now than Gladiator 2, which opens this weekend. I know.
That has a really high score.
Does it?
When I looked last time, it was, I don't know, I think it was near 80 or something.
Okay. So this thing has a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, yeah. You know what? It dropped, let's see, the film launched, it's now at about 89%, and I'm looking at 75% for Gladiator 2.
What's the movie I just saw, Little House on the Prairie Christmas or whatever?
Best Christmas pageant ever.
That movie was great. And greatest I bet Christmas? It's got better Rotten Tomatoes than Red One.
91%.
Yeah. 91. What's
Red
One got?
I'm sure is. Oh, I thought we heard it was 32%.
That's 91% for whatever that's called.
33%.
Boom.
For Red One. That is. There's a movie from 1980 called The Big Red One that has 90%. Mark Hamill's in it.
The Big Red One.
That's what it says right there. I don't know what that means, Jen. I mean, maybe we should investigate. All right. Anyway, I just thought that was pretty funny because I've been kind of making fun of the whole Hot Frosty thing, and it turns out that thing's, it's like in the 80s.
It's a home run.
It's Netflix is very excited. They're like, oh, well, the Jake Paul thing, but Hot Frosty, come on. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
Wind blowing out of Uranus makes it hard to probe after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Another pair of Post Malone jelly roll tickets coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jax.
Jax
Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill and San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and their new spot, Cantina Jax in Pleasant Hill. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So wait.
Jax. Okay, here's what's happening. I want to begin with our weather.
Oh, tell me.
Now, I realize California crashes in the rain. Like, that's just us. We go, oh my God, it's raining. I have to crash my car. And the rest of the country looks at California and goes, what is your problem?
It's raining.
Like, calm.
Relax.
Down.
Slow down a little, even.
You drama queens. We get real weather over here in, you know, I don't know where.
We
Iowa,
can
Chicago.
Ice skate on the roads.
All the places. So I preface what I'm about to read because what I'm about to read is so over.
Drama.
Bomb cyclone meets atmospheric river.
Oh.
When will it hit?
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
We need some thunder and lightning for the winter weather that's approaching, like crazy thunder claps and lightning strikes.
The first significant storm of the season is a strong one. It is intensifying quickly through a process known as bombogenesis or explosive cyclogenesis. This happens when low pressure cyclone rapidly strengthens, creating a bomb cyclone. The bomb cyclone is carried toward the West Coast on a long atmosphere. Okay. It's going to be a big storm, everyone.
No, just it's so going to be a bomb cyclone. Big storm does not cover it, Vincent. Oh my
gosh. So the hype machine is on, and it is going to be really rainy.
Yes.
And we're going to get some snow.
Well, we want that. We want some snow.
Yes. Sure. We do want to all go snowboarding and skiing.
Yeah.
So snow is, you know, the important ingredient there.
Yes.
You don't go nearly as fast on dirt.
Yes, it is true.
So snow, important. Also,
for speed.
Water, for showering and things here in California.
Watering plants, we feed the country.
Anyway, this is going to be an impactful event.
I think we need to, like, the one thunderclap, I feel like it needs to sound like a storm. Like, can we get, like, a tornado with thunder and people yelling and debris flying around, like a full-on...
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Thank you. Be great. And I would like it if the music was like...
Just be happy with the thunder. Come on.
I need more. I'm always going to want more. You'll never satisfy me. Remember that.
Poor John.
That's what she said.
No, John's fine. He's
yeah.
I'm completely satisfied with that guy. Enough already.
Yeah, you say. You say publicly, okay. I mean.
Yeah. You know what? Whatever you want to, you're right.
I think John's tied up with a gag ball as we speak.
And loves it.
Bring out the gimp!
He can't. He's tied up in the closet.
Pretty far from okay.
Okay. All of that nonsense aside, today, this Wednesday, today, November 20th, is Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Oh.
It focuses on trans people who've lost their lives because of violence. So I thought I'd mention that and make sure we're all aware. Transgender Day of Remembrance is marked every November 20th and began in 1999 to honor Rita Hester, a trans woman who was killed in Massachusetts. So you can look further into that, but I think it's an important mention.
Agreed.
I think all of us read the line, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we all believe and want that for ourselves and for our friends and for our families. So remember that when you think about someone trying to pursue their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
That is very well said. And it may be very different from what your pursuit is, but we're all entitled to it.
I was going to hit the bell because I was going to say that's right. But then I realized that's also associated with shame, which is no shame. Never mind. Wind blowing out of your anus makes it hard to probe.
Oh, I'm surprised that it's so windy in a place like that.
They say here, half of what we know about your anus could be wrong. Experts think data from Voyager 2's flyby in 1986 was faulty thanks to a big solar windstorm that was going on.
Oh, as in when we reached Uranus, it was extra windy, so we got some bad data.
Yes.
The Uranus is actually very different from what our first experience was with it.
New Uranus research suggests what we've known about the planet could be wrong. The end. I really love the headline, though. I mean, there's like, what do we know? We're not sure.
Not too much. It is a dark, mysterious place, far, far away.
Probe carefully.
Yeah, probe. You got to be careful probing, you know?
A new look at the data has revealed that Voyager 2 happened to zoom by the distant planet during a rare event, which suggests that scientists' current understanding of the planet may have been shaped and skewed by the unusual winds. Whoa.
There's one.
Uranus blew some wind in my direction.
Bless you.
Must have had some pollen on it.
Right. Anyway, I just thought I'd do a Uranus joke here real quick.
Well, I do enjoy those because someone did name that planet Uranus. So,
right.
Which I think is like, isn't it like a Greek god or something? Well, like the Greek god of like a full harvest or something.
I know everyone wants to look at your butt every time, but a Greek god?
It's
a little
something.
Much.
Uranus was the god of the sky and the first ruler of the universe.
Oh, you mean the real guy, not Uranus.
I meant Uranus.
Uranus, the planet. That's what we're talking about, right?
Uranus
is the
god of sky. The one the doctors are always like, I'm going to have to take a look at that. No,
that's not, I thought we were talking about the planet. I guess I had the whole thing wrong. I'm not particularly windy down there.
Oh, you're not?
Not really.
Oh.
It's more percussive than Lindy.
Okay.
Try to use it to punctuate.
By the way,
really
he was the father of Cyclops and the Titans and the Furies
and
the Nymphs.
Wow.
And Aphrodite. Uranus.
In Greek mythology.
Reproductive.
Right. I used to love the Greek and Roman mythology books. I thought those were just great. You ever study that in school? And really?
No, I went to keg parties, Sarah.
Dude, you were like a literature major. I don't understand. You were a literature major. Is that what we're saying?
I just like to read. That's all.
I literally like to drink and read. With one eye closed. This is a great book.
36% of Americans. Uh-oh. Let me do the math. That's right. It's over a third of you.
So one of us. Here we go.
Think you're too old to learn.
Oh, I don't believe that.
In a new survey, 36% of all Americans think they're too old to learn. And it isn't just boomers. In fact, 74% of boomers claim they love learning new things. And about 60% say learning something new is more rewarding than when they were younger.
I would agree with that. I really thought, you know, like we just as we transit, we had a tough summer, you and I, Vinny. And I feel like I learned 50 new skills this summer. And I felt, and it actually charged me up. I felt completely like excited by it. I think people are just, I don't think that it's too hard to learn anything. I think they're just too lazy to learn stuff. Because you get to a certain age and you're just like, oh, just leave me alone. I don't want to learn.
I agree 100%. And I do think that, like, I have a friend who's very accomplished in her work and has raised two kids and continues to pursue, you know, climb the ladder in her workplace. And also is going to go back to school and get her master's and like do it all at the same time.
No. Oh.
And I think that there are people who are, that pursuit is why they wake up every day. Mm. Like this is just a highly accomplished person that
doesn't need to do more. Like you're accomplished already.
Doesn't need to, but wants to. And can.
And I think the more you do stuff and the more you realize you can do, mm-hmm. I think that's great.
It is.
Well, is it Alicia who's trying to do that?
No, it's not. Why are you bringing the...
I don't know. I think she wanted to be too busy to sleep over your house anymore, I guess. That's all.
There's nobody in our life named Alicia anymore. I wish you would stop bringing up that name.
Well, she's very busy. I'm not surprised she's not in your life anymore.
Just kidding, Alicia. You're fine. I mean, you'll never see me again, ever.
At least not at 4 a.m. with the door wide open.
But, you know, I'm sure the missus still wants to be friends. Friendly or whatever.
Well, friendly enough that she slept over your house. Like, that's a friendly friend.
Oh, no, they're good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Long time, right, sure. Very good friends. I just have to find a new place
close
to
the
go
door.
When she's around.
Right.
That's all.
Well, you need to double check. Let me ask you this. Do you double check now?
You understand that was like a one time.
Do you double check?
Yeah,
it
I
was
do.
One time.
Actually, the truth is, we got rid of that bed. We moved it to the other house. There's no more bed downstairs by the bathroom. That's the truth.
What do you do in that room instead? What's happening in there?
We haven't done
it's
anything.
It's an empty room.
To it.
You've just been like, get everything out. That can never happen again. Is it like your fancy changing room where you dance around a little bit and then go use the bathroom with the door wide open?
No, I don't know. But wow.
That seems fun. That'd be a fun
learning.
Place to
see,
hang
I'm
out.
Learning. Yeah,
it's fun.
By the minute here.
A fancy changing room where I dance
all
around.
All your clothes, like a giant closet.
I wish my life was that
like
fun.
Like a little stuffed bench in the middle that you
I
can
have time
sit down
to
on,
dance
tie your shoes.
When I, you dance when you change? Because I really am just getting
closer.
You don't
dance closer. In the morning? No, I like put on an outfit. I do a few poses like, how do I look in this?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I just grumble and mumble.
I know. It's so true. God, I'm such a pill in the morning.
3 a.m.
Anyway, there are some people who still like learning new things. I this is honestly why I'm back in guitar lessons. Could I just go play songs? I could.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to learn how to make a minor seventh chord.
It wakes your brain up.
Not just hold the pattern, but why? What am I moving to make it a minor seventh? Mm. I'm moving this.
Why is it a minor
seventh? That's what I'm learning, and I love it.
Mm.
And it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially because the dog walks in the room. Like, I have to lock the door. So the dog, like, if the guy sees, he starts laughing, and I'm like, what's behind me? It's usually Edie.
Oh, mm.
Sneaking around, looking around the corner, and he starts laughing. I'm like, oh, fudge. I didn't shut the door. He could see it in the Zoom. Anyway,
shut
I love it,
it. Lock it.
I love it.
You should do it in your fancy changing room.
What's the best age to learn new things? On average, people say it's about 26.
Oh.
So that's still pretty young, in my opinion.
I agreed. You're still a kid.
And my daughter, there's all these terms floating around, and we've talked about this. You know, everyone
satisfying.
Overuses. No. People who overuse narcissist or someone will go, oh, I've got ADHD. Right. I can't do anything.
Right. Sorry about it.
So I'm not going to be able to do stuff because I've got that. And so, you know, here's my daughter who hears these things, mm-hmm. and she goes, I have trouble concentrating in class. I think I have ADHD. And I was like, all young people have trouble focusing. That's your challenge. That's where we begin. Try your hardest, and that's acceptable.
Right.
Let's not go with,
I give up. I don't know. I was thinking about other stuff.
If that thing becomes too hard to overcome, we'll address that in time.
Yes.
But
please don't self-diagnose based on what Susie said.
And it's similar with ADHD. You have trouble concentrating on everything in the world, not just class. It's just
you
like,
can't even
squirrel!
Stand looking.
Right. That's what I'm saying to her is, you know what?
That's a good point.
I also wanted to look out a window when I was in class. Just try to focus.
Right. Put some effort in.
Right.
Yeah. So hard, though.
Is it?
Apparently.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sounds like Sarah's speaking from experience. Has she turned one of the boys' rooms into a changing room where she can dance around?
Oh, no. I changed it into a sewing room.
Right.
Where I can...
Dance around.
Dance around. That's true. I do put music on and dance around in there. Of course, you know me. I can't stop dancing.
510 says, I got my master's at 50 and would love to get a doctorate if I could afford it. 60 now, and I love my job and I love to learn. East Bay in the house. Oh, East Bay in the house.
East Bay in the house.
Very, very, very poorly read. East Bay in the house. Missed it. Anyway, you know what? You're rad. Congratulations. Getting your master's at 50?
That's
a big kick
deal.
Ass.
I got mine at 44.
Yeah. Great job, kid.
Thanks.
That's not that long ago. So you went back to school and got a master's.
I got
the last few years.
Digital marketing degree master's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're a master of digital marketing. What the hell does that even mean? You're amazing.
Sarah, everyone is obsessed with Uranus. Your dermatologist, your dentist, the mailman, Bill Bellamy.
That's true. Sarah. What a big old booty, Sarah. Oh, that's lost forever, isn't it?
I do not know.
I don't know either. Where is it?
On those hard drives that should be right here in this building somewhere.
Where are they?
What are we talking about?
Just Bill Bellamy came on and he was making all these comments about my butt that became legend on the show. And there's just, you know, more things that have just been
poofed,
stolen from us. Bye.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, geez. Wow. I'm watching like cyclones. I'm watching bomb cyclones happening over there.
Stop looking at the screen.
On TV over there. I've got to stop it. You know, TV screens are very hypnotic. It's hard to look away. Here's what's coming up. Why can't Jay Leno stop hurting himself? Please stop, Jay.
Get up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.